We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting the next siman on Daf Resh Chavav and Aleph, Shin Samach Dalad. Din Mavoi HaMafulash, so we spoke about in the previous siman, the Mavoi, now he's talking about a flat, open Mavoi on both sides. Basa Kanadlan's made like a centipede. By Hay Sifim in his five paragraphs, Sifav says Machaba, Mavoi HaMafulash, Bishnei Rosh of Lushot Ram. Mavoi that's open on both ends to the street. To the Rishus Ram, side Echel Rishus Ram, or one side is open to Rishus Ram, and Betzideshin LeKamlas, second side open to Karmelus. Hagos says Ram, Oy Shnei Rasha Besuch LeKamlus, or if both ends are open to Karmelus, Ribashin Simetofei. Says Mechaba further, Tzarech Truz a Pesach Mikan. Then you have to have a door frame on one side, Belecha Yikar Mikan, and a side post or a cross beam on the other side. Avlim Tzidei Echel Besuch Rishus Ram, but if one side is open to Rishus Ram, Betzideshini LeChatashin Murabes, and the second side is open to a courtyard that is. No Erev. Ain't Tzarech Ela Lecha Yikar B'Shnei Rasha. And all you need on the two ends is a side post or a crossbeam. Hagos says Rama. B'Chol this is all Shishlei Tunam HaMavorim Le'el. If it has all the conditions that we mentioned before in Simishin Samachim Osef Chavav B'din Mavi and Alach HaMavi. Avim Ein Erek HaChatzim. But if it's just like a Chatzim, Tzarech Tikin Chatzim M'Shnei Tzadim, then needs the remedy of a Chatzim on both sides. Says the Mishbura Siv Katan Aleph. Mavi HaMavulish B'Chulu. Married so much Isa Mavi that Mavi Lahoy Berach B'Shirishus Ram did not have the width of a measurement of Rishus Ram by an Leilas Mishin Shemim Hayz of Ches Vates Mishne Berusha Siv Katan Beis. So then Tzarech Turus Apesa B'Chulu. You need to have a Turus Apesa on one side and a Lechi Yikar on the other side. For Tam, the reason is that the Turus Apesa through a door frame Nasik is Asim and Mechitza Mechutzad. It's like closed off with a wall on that side. But a Mavi Asim Mishleish Tzadim. Now you're back to what we previously spoke about. It's like a Mavi that's closed on three sides. Then Mesagi B'Tzad Hashem B'Lechi Yikar, as we said in the previous Siman. Now it's enough on the second side with a side post or a crossbeam. Siv Katan Gimel. So then Mechaba said, but if one side opens to Rosh Hashanah and the other side, but see the Hashem L'chatzah B'chulu opens up to a chatzah that doesn't have an Erev, then you don't need to have a lechi or a kair on the two ends. Why? The kibbutz chatzah yesh l'mechitza, since the courtyard has mechitzas, has partitions, so the mavi is not open on both sides. Then you don't need to have a door frame, a lechi or a kair, but either a side post or a crossbeam, which the Sheretzin Ois Beis says that's a sounds like to be agra that he writes that to separate the dwellers, not to make it forbidden one on the other, it's enough for a lechi or a kaira, which that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. K'dei l'chalik pin diyar chatzah l'mavi. That's just to separate between the dwellers and the mavi and that of the chatzah shliyastra elalia that they don't make it forbidden one on the other. V'yesh mechmin that those who are stringent adopt a lechi l'tzad a chatzah bin. Now specifically a side post you need to have on the side of the chatzah b'loy kaira, not a crossbeam, because kaira is only as a hacker and here you need to have a real separation. When this courtyard is not accustomed to be part of this mavik, you can chish le pesach le mavik. Ach, when they have like an opening to another mavik, if this chatzah was always accustomed to be part of this mavik, then even the door frame and doors itself will not be effective to permit it. If this mavik does not join with it together with the other courtyards that opened into it. Then you don't have to make air, but all commission costs with Shin Pei Zayin, as we'll see with Shin Pei Zayin, because it's inclusive. Siv Katan Dalet. The Rama said, this is all if it has the conditions that were mentioned in Shin Samach Gimel and the Halacha Zamavik. But if it's only like a chatzar, then you have to do a tikkun of a chatzar of the two sides. What it means to say is kishen la mavi to nava mavam leel. When the mavi does not have the conditions of qualifying for mavi that we mentioned before, memela din rak a chatzar. Therefore, its halacha is rather just like a chatzar. But can therefore fill im ha'im a foolish mishnei to the b'shus ram, even though it's open on both sides to b'shus ram. For ram nechnasim der chayis a chatzar b'shus ram, and the public goes through that chatzar to b'shus ram. In tzach rak tikkun chatzar mishnei to the. You only need to have a remedy of the chatzar from the two sides. That is makol tzach shnei pasin. In both sides, two little boards, or you pass the rechav bar, one board that's four tefachim wide. The Be'er Halacha and the Ramaschal Mavim Mefulash, that we open up this simon with a mavim that's open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah. Says, look, Mishbru Siv Katan Aleph, that's Toma where it didn't have in the width a shear of Rosh Hashanah, that is, it's less than 16 amas. That's how the Paiskim writes. And this said it helps on the second side, a lechi, that's Toma where you made a lechi that's wide until it minimizes it to more than 10 amas. That's how Taisis writes. And because more than 10 amas is a problem. That if one side opens to Rosh Hashanah and the second side opens to a chatzah, then it doesn't need a tzuras a pesach.
So the Likim Rishpah Sifkat and Gimel. However, he says when it's mefulish on one side to a carpet of more than Mesa Sayim that was not enclosed for residential purposes, that is like open to a carmelist, which is more severe than it would need to a vessel, like it says the Prima Gan. So he said that, but if the second side is open to a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv, he said, look at the Taz that he writes, that if it does have an eruv, it doesn't need any remedy to the side of the chatzar. That is, even without making a shituf with the people of the mavi, because when you have a shituf, even the chatzar does not have an eruv, you don't need to have even a lechi. The Be'er Grah proves from Shin Samach Gimel Sif Laman Alf the opposite, that dafka when there's no eruv, that they cannot carry on their own because of the lacking of an eruv, so then they cannot make it forbidden on the people of the mavi when they make a lechi. But if there is an eruv, then they're permitted to carry in their own area, then they would make it forbidden one or the other until they make a shidduch together with the people of the mavi, or they make a tikkun for the chatzar halachically, that is two boards from two sides, or one board that's a width of four tefachim, and that's how the Prima Gan Mazos and Clyde look over there with the Dishra through brings it regarding this halacha that's brought in the Prima Gan. The lech is effective to differentiate from the area that's forbidden to carry because of lacking an eruv, just like it's effective to separate from an area that doesn't have mechitzas. So we discussed in Mishnah Berurah and Shin Samach Gimel Sifkat and Kof Chof Chas and the Mimaskum Ein Tzarich Halacha Yikar B'chulu. That if again, if the second side is open to a chatzah shen mudevis, you only need to have a lechi or a kair. It says, look in the Maimer Marcha that writes some Shuvas around it, but the Beis sounds like that he disagrees on this halacha. So in the Dirsh edition number one, Chaznish wonders. The Shabur said that in Sif Katan Dalib that if it has a lech like a chatzah, then you would have to do like a tikkun of a chatzah. Either a two pasin or pas rachav abba. Chaznish wonders in his words that if you have for the mavi two mechitzas that are open totally, for sure it's a kamlis not a rosh hashiach, and you're not allowed to carry over them. We don't find a leaning by chatzah that it's enough for two pasin. Only when it has three mechitzas on three sides, that if you're standing, if the closed area is more than the breached area, but if it has mechitzas of ein meruba only on two sides, it doesn't help that you have two pasin on each side. He has a mishmur himself and shin samach beis of kodem hein be alacha with the sifches writes that to prepare the chatzah has to be that there's three mechitzas that the oimid is meruba that the closed is more than what's open. And that's how he writes elsewhere in shin samach beis of kodem ches and shatzin over there, like the words of chaznish he's in the rishayim. Tasted of Tzadidala and the Rajman of Zakaydis, Ran Ervin, Meiri, Abin Ritva, you see like Mishra Berurah. So if the Chaznesh explains what the Ramah means to say, there's Tumah in the case that this Mavi has a lach like a Chatzar, is that it was open to on one side, which was Ram, and the other side, it's to a closed Chatzar. They have Mechitzis, and it's not breached. Where it did not make its air for itself, and not with the people of the Mavi. And this is the case, it's possible to remedy the Mavi through two passes on each side. Right, so to resolve the intent of the Mishnah Berurah that this Mavi has a lach like a chatzar that was open on one side to Rosh Hashanah and the other side to a chatzar that did not make its own eruv, and that way the people of the Mavi, that this chatzar that is breached to Rosh Hashanah and the breaches are focused one opposite the other, that in such a case, if you have for the Mavi a lach of a Mavi, it would not help a lechi from the two sides to be bitten. And if it's like a chatzar, it's possible to remedy through two boards on the two sides. Save it being the Simcha writes, Chaznish himself disagrees with Mishnah Berurah, and he holds that even in such a case, the two boards do not permit, and therefore he writes afterwards to explain the words of Ramah. That what he means to say is, in a way, that the Mavi is breached to a closed chatzar. However, Chaim Kanievsky writes, it would seem that in the beginning, Chaznish writes to explain the words of Ramah by a closed chatzar, and then was introduced to him, maybe you could explain a chatzar prutza in the prutza of Machovenis, and therefore he puts this answer in parentheses. Shachanach Rav writes, like a Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Bina Simcha writes, maybe you could push in this intention that is like the Pirush Chaznish in explaining what the Mishnah Berurah means. Dish number two, so the Mishnah Berurah wrote, actually,